Hi, my name is Louis and I'm from Mount Sorrel.
Hi, my name is Piper and I'm from Countersop.
And you're both here at the Cub Jam here at the Rutland Showground. So what kind of things have you been up to?
So I've been up to very fun activities and playing with all my friends at our camp area. And I've really enjoyed watching the opening show that happened yesterday.
And what about you? You performed, didn't you?
Yes, I did perform. And at first it was quite scary, but once you get going, you're like, oh, this is okay.
And what have been the best activities that you've seen so far? Because there's loads of stuff here, isn't there?
Yes, there is a lot of stuff at Cub Jam. But I think the best was probably climbing, because I'm just kind of a nature person and I like exploring, but also the rock climbing caused a lot of strength.
My favourite part has been the show, but my favourite activity has probably been drumming, because we got to let out all of our techniques on the drums and all the other musical instruments, but I really like this show, that's my favourite part.
Now, we're talking in the evening, the sun's coming in. Would this be the time you'd normally be in bed?
Depends. Usually I'll be playing my hamster, chilling or calling my friends.
What's it like getting to bed here, would you say, getting to sleep?
Very hard, because my sleeping bag is very small, but we're all so excited that we all talk, and it's quite a while to go to sleep.
So it's Friday through to Sunday and then back to school on Monday?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. But Sunday night, I guess you'll sleep really well.
Depends again.
So what are going to be your big memories of this weekend, do you think?
Probably spending all of my time with my mates, because this will be my last Cub camp, so it's going to be a special memory for spending time with mates.
Well, I think it's just going to be my last time fully performing something very, very big like this, but also getting to know a bunch of people. And we do pegs, and if you don't know what pegs is, it's where the first person has a peg, they pass it on, and that person passes it on again, and it's like a cycle, and then it goes round, and you get the choice to keep it. But I know a bunch of people, leaders and that, are having a bunch.
So is it like a sort of friendship thing in a way?
Yes, it's kind of saying I've pegged you, this means I'm kind of wanting to be your friend, will you?
So a lot of friendships are made this weekend then, I guess.
Yes, I think it's actually quite nice, because you're getting to know more people instead of chilling at home on electronics.
Fabulous. Have you got anything to add, do you think?
The food was very nice.
Who cooks it? Is it the adults who do that,
yeah,
the leaders?
Yeah, the adults that do that. Mm-hmm. But with the show, how it's my favourite part, I really like all the singing and dancing. That was my favourite part.
Louis and Piper, thank you very much for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Sound. Enjoy the rest of Cub Jam. Thank you.
I'm Jack Barber from the Leicestershire Scouts County Leadership Team.
And I'm Scott McLaren from the programme team for Leicestershire.
And this is the very first time you've done anything here at the Rutland Showground like this. Is this the first time that...
Number two.
It's number two.
So 2 years ago we held our first one here, mm-hmm. first Cub Jam, with 500 cubs. And we've literally doubled the size this time, 1,000 cubs, all over Leicestershire, bits of Lincolnshire, into Cambridge, Northamptonshire. Yeah.
And these are all what kind of age that are here?
So cubs are aged between 8 and 10 and a half, but obviously we have some of our members who are going to the World Scout Jamboree, our 14 to 17 year olds next year, who are joining us helping out for the weekend and doing some of their fundraising, and obviously supported by hundreds of adult volunteers as well, who make it all the magic happen.
You know, if people can imagine what's normally on at the showground, this itself is probably one of the biggest things I've ever seen here, other than the Rutland Show. You've got so much here.
Yeah, it's a big undertaking. A whole field full of tents, a very large car park, and lots of activities.
You're telling me it's kind of divided into thirds, basically?
Yes, so the event works. We've got three sub-camps. Each sub-camp's got nearly 500 people on it, and they then go into three different zones. They do 3 hours of learning, 3 hours of creative, and 3 hours of active, getting involved in all manner of things. They all learn how to use a hammer, a saw and a nail. And they all do drumming. They all learn circus deals with events circus-themed. They all get to go on a massive, huge bouncy castle area that's about 80 metres long by 40 metres wide. It's huge. Have a huge amount of fun.
And I guess they could do this as individual groups, but actually getting everyone together, it must be quite magical to kind of see them all get involved.
Yeah, there's always something pretty special about the bigger camps, and amazing to bring so many together. And for the Cubs to get to make new friendships as girls, get to meet new people, leaders to get to meet each other as well and connect and make those networks and whatever. And I think, you know, bringing 1,000 Cubs together into the tent last night is something really, really special for memories for them all as well.
So is this going to be a kind of every 2 years thing? Is that your plan now?
I think generally the plan is to roll that we run alternate lists to the one that's in Lincolnshire for Cubs.
So if anyone listening joins the Cubs, if they're, say, 8, 9 years old, they've got a chance to come here, basically, if they're in Rutland or surrounds, Leicestershire and bits of Lincolnshire, Cambridgeshire, North Ants.
Yes.
They can all be here.
Yeah, you know, people are wanting to get involved in scouting as adults, then this is the kind of thing they get to do, basically.
Which is quite different, isn't it, actually, to, you know, the perception of what, you know, scouting is about.
Yeah, I hope so. I think people now see that scouts are adventurous, scouts are doers, scouts are triers. We know that scouts are more independent, more resilient, and that, you know, we do create those amazing opportunities, skills for life. Everybody has a place to belong in scouting, as our new strategy to 2035 says. And yeah, anybody who does want to get involved, if you're in Leicestershire, leicestershirescouts.org.uk, or the scouts.org.uk website, you can see the scout group closest to you. And yeah, please do come and get involved. We'd love to have you.
Just thinking about the pack-up of this, when do you start? There's a lot to do, isn't it?
Yeah, basically the majority of this site will be cleared. We start about 12 o'clock tomorrow, and late in the evening it will be absolutely cleared, spotless. And we have, you know, a very clear policy that we literally leave the place as it came. Mm-hmm. Everything will be completely litter picked, spotless, back to how it was originally.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stanford Sound. It's amazing to see what happens. I mean, the amount of people who would have come past this weekend wondering what it is.
Absolutely.
And actually, they can hear just on the radio today. So thank you.
Thanks very much for your time.